summer of 1953, we bought a, when I was a freshman in med school, we bought a Ford sedan. Three of us from med school drove 7,000 miles in 7 days. We filled the back seat up with suitcases and sleeping bags and drove in 4-hour shifts around the clock. And when we got up to Fairbanks, Dad, there was an awful lot of people going to Alaska trying to find summer work, and so it was very difficult to find jobs. But Dad knew the head of the Alaska Highway Commission because he was second in charge in Eielson and the big Air Force bases of the engineering projects on those. And his boss went on to become city manager of Fairbanks, and they wanted Dad to take over, but he just couldn't stand being away from his family, and he came back, and that was the last time he ever worked. But ask your question. He was gone about 3 years. We drove up in 1948. My brother, my two sisters, my mother and I, with a little square trailer on the back of the vehicle, drove up to Alaska the first year it was opened in 1948 to public traffic. And that was sort of fun because I was doing building inventory work at Eielson Air Force Base, and I had an income, and I bought, you could get handguns there, not without the difficulty you have here. I bought a secondhand Colt Woodsman, an automatic 22, and we kept it on top of the, there was a heater inside that had a little shelf that would just sit nicely on, and if we saw a spruce hen on the side of the road, we'd stop and I'd shoot its head off, so we were eating the equivalent of rough grouse. And as we pulled into the Canadian customs, there were a long, long line. Nobody had searched us coming up from into Alaska, going through Canada. And I walked into the main office, and there were about 30 handguns on the warden's desk. And I said, when I saw that, I immediately wrapped my gun in my coat, and this was in September, and went and sat in the bathroom for 20 minutes while I searched the car. And here's my first gun I've owned, the sweat's pouring down my armpits, and the coat rather than hanging limply from my arm is bundled under my arm. And I said to the guy when he came out and finished searching, I said, "What happens if you find a confiscated handgun? Is there any way of getting it back?" And he looked at me and smiled, and he says, "We let every other one through, son." I mean, he knew I had a gun under my arm, but here was an elderly woman with three other kids. He didn't think it was going to cause any trouble. But I still have that gun.
That's your career as a gun smuggler?
That's my career as a gun smuggler, yeah.